The hosting of the event was largely seen as an opportunity to spruce up Zimbabwe's battered image after years of recession, violent elections and massive human rights abuses. Zimbabwe is desperate for foreign direct investment, but largely remains a hard sell abroad given the negative publicity the country has received, mainly due to some disturbing events associated with President Mugabe's ZANU-PF party. The arrest of the journalist last night from the United Kingdom-based Afro News Agents Broadcasting, or ATV, has sparked anger among local journalists. Zimbabwe Union of Journalists Secretary General Foster Dongozi says the arrest is as good as shooting oneself in the foot.
I think, obviously, it's unfortunate because some people are adept at scoring spectacular own goals in this case, because within the next 3 weeks there shall be a launch of a campaign against impunity against journalists.
Media Institute of Zimbabwe Director Nhlanhla condemned the arrest, saying they expect more arrests as the country prepares for a crucial constitutional endeavor and general elections. 8 ATV workers were arrested in Harare last night. They spent the whole day today being questioned at Harare Central Police Station. At the time of going on air, the 8 were still at Harare Central, and their lawyer Farai Mshoriwa said they had not been charged. He told Studio 7 that he expected the ATV workers to be released soon. Zimbabwe is considered one of the worst places a journalist can ever operate. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.